Actually,
this is a microphone too, but it has a built-in microphone.
Oh, far out.
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 I was just trying to see if the meter was working.
What? Far out. Far out.
Far out.
Get it on.
Get it on, brother. Play some rock and roll.
Play some boogie.
Let's boogie.
Let's boogie some more. Put your hands all right.
David, just press his microphone.
Max, sorry.
Sorry, Nick, I can't help it. Where's the microphone in the room? Right, I can't help it. Shout a lot very loud.
Morning,
it'd be
Gaffer.
Very uncouth.
Morning, Gaffer.
Morning, Gaffer.
Morning.
Hello.
I have no idea where he is.
So, yeah.
I'm going home
in the... I'm driving my car.
You're driving home, so I don't have
any
idea
where
I
want to
walk.
Sure, of course. Why, certainly.
So what is it?
To somewhat get it on and explore places and sounds that have never been heard before.
There's nothing wrong with getting it on, as long as you don't shout it out as encouragement
at people
who are rock and roll band
who
are doing their
best
anyway.
Well, no doubt Pink Floyd gets it on in their own way.
Yes, but
which might not be another person's get it on.
I mean, we do our best. Yes, but if it's not their get it on, they might just leave us alone, because
it doesn't really matter. I mean, there are so few people that attracted each concert.
We're not the man who said, let's hear some music when the footsteps are going on.
Right. There's a man who doesn't understand
what
music is.
He didn't understand what was going on.
Or he did and he didn't dig.
No, he didn't understand.
Was that a bit of Alan's psychedelic breakfast?
No.
Oh, no, that was an accusation.
But the point is that there are people about who think that in order to play music, you need a musical instrument.
We don't subscribe to that theory.
John
Cage said, "Everything we do is music. Every
right.
sound."
Right.
He's right.
Well, I tend to agree.
He's
with
right.
It.
He's right in a way, but I don't. I mean, you could take this tape and play it as a piece of music.
That, in fact, is John Cage's kind of random element coming through.
Right.
I think I would narrow my definition of music down a little more. I would say that music is
structured sound.
How about that?
I was going to say
nice,
organized
sound.
Organized sound from Roger, structured sound from Nick. What would you like?
The last tune you did.
But that's not to say that people can't create music and be unaware that they're doing it. I mean, it is possible for somebody to drive a 10-ton track, 10-ton drag on truck, filled with napalm or something into a brick wall. And that might be a very groovy tune. It is possible without him organising it particularly himself.
Yes,
through
yes.
A
it's quite,
it's
quite possible for a couple of scorpions to fall into.
May I have a taste?
You go right ahead, old boy. You have good.
Pour some into the microphone.
It's
so
quite possible for a cat.
Don't
worry,
that is a fucking waste.
Isn't it?
What?
A cat to walk up and down the piano keys and play.
Oh, my cat.
No, in my cat.
I walk up and down the piano keys.
Or a kid.
Or a man to trip over a piano and play a remarkable piece.
Oh, I've got a tape called the garlic.
But that is a very,
amazing.
Very personal thing. It's very unlikely that you get a cat to walk up and down piano keys and turn on, say, 3,000 people sitting in an auditorium.
Unless
they were turned on by the idea of you doing it, which obviously 3,000 people who go and see John Cage must be turned on by that kind of thing, because that's what he does, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like all this stuff.
And a lot of very random.
Yeah.
Right, and a lot of people who come
but
to see us.
Then again, if a cat could walk up and down a keyboard of a piano in rhythm with some kind of a 4-4 beat or syncopation.
We have a dog that sings.
Many people might do it.
If you've listened to our album, you would have already sussed out that we've got a dog that sings the blues. Very well.
Mm.
Mind you, we or not, as the case might be, depending on your view.
Depending what you think.
At
about
home,
it.
When Pink Floyd is at home, do individual members have tape recorders that they do individual experiments on?
Well, actually,
I'm very
well, actually, I'm glad you brought this up.
I really enjoyed one album that you did called Body Music
Recording
Studio.
Well, that very little of that is to do with me. In fact, anything that you enjoyed is probably not mine, because all I did was a few songs, and I also did a piece called Our Song. But apart from that,
it's a fine album.
It was Ron Geeson who did all that.
Let's listen to it.
All the
I notice you have a Putney on your piano. are in your argument.
That's true.
That's true, yeah, yeah, right.
Well, I'm an artist.
It hasn't been on there long, actually.
How long have you had your puppy?
We've had it quite a while, but it's only been on stage.
But it's been on stage
a couple of weeks.
Three gigs.
Mm-hmm. We have a puppy at the radio station that we play with.
They're good
fun. They're good fun.
They are.
We haven't mastered it yet, by any means.
True. We know how to make a couple of funny noises.
But we know how to get certain noises out of it.
Do you feel people now at this stage in time are becoming more open to different forms of music other than totally commercial structured 4/4?
Yeah.
More than say when during the inception of Pink Floyd, during the beginning.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well,
Oh, come on. 1967.
Yes.
I think they're more.
But I mean, not because the world is freeing up, man, and everyone's becoming groovier, more wonderful. I mean, I think it's being struggled for, against, and it's a continuous sort of.
I think basically they're opening up to other things just to get
like missionaries
with everything that's been done. Happening.
Everything is very repetitious.
It's funny,
see,
because
today.
It's all happening in such a short space of time. One tends to think like rock and roll started at the creation of the world, but in fact it's only been happening for what, 20 years?
Less than that. 15
years. You know, which is like nothing.
What do you think about reactionary music? Music that doesn't progress. Music that is not innovative and creative. And many people
shit about it.
Many people get off on that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Why should everything be new?
What do you
mean? There's really no point.
What do I mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do you think?
You sound as if you're putting the idea down. In fact,
of what?
Of repetition, of not innovating. And lots of people get into this.
That's what the old
putting
it on people are shouting about.
But that's cool, man. If people want to go on repeating the same thing again
but
and again, that's
then again, excuse me, those people who are begging for more repetition are the kind of people that would listen to your music and not be able to even feel it or understand
it. Don't you believe it? I think they're strong. I think they're capable of anything.
There's a lot of people about who listen to our music and they want to hear that repeated again and again. There were people in the audience tonight who were shouting for Astronomy Domino.
All the way through the whole
all
set.
All the way through the
right.
set.
Right.
Well,
that's
you know,
way
that.
Back in the beginning.
Yeah,
right.
Well, they're into repetition. I mean, you know, that you could accuse them of being as guilty as a gentleman who might require,
if you regard it as guilt.
Yeah.
I don't think it's guilt. I think a lot of people get hung up on wanting to hear the same kind of sound constantly, which reinforces their existence on the planet.
Yeah.
That's cool, but they should be able to see that from time to time there should be something different. That's all. It's a drag if that sort of a person comes to our concerts and constantly shouts, "Get it on, play some rock and roll all the way through."
Do you play rock and roll?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But they don't recognize it as such.
Why?
I don't know.
Because there's so much confusion about the term rock and roll. None of them know what it means. Most of the people who shout,
what is rock and roll?
Anyone who's shouting rock and roll,
the people who shout it,
rock and roll, what they're really
what they're
shouting
is
what
play,
they think rock and roll is.
They're shouting, play some up, play some up tempo 4/4.
Play
some
pink jonker, you lad.
That's what they're saying. Up tempo, it's got to be up tempo, it's got to be 12 bar, and it's got to be 4/4. And that's it. 4/2/3.
And we haven't got anything against it.
Do you play it when nobody's looking? Does
everything
Pink Floyd sound different?
Of course
does,
we do.
Does the drummer from Pink Floyd play up-tempo?
Yeah, we're all putting
on
a complete act. And every time we come in the afternoon and have a jam through, you know, we play real heavy, really good rock and roll.
But I'm sure you all do different things. With different people.
We can play media.
No, we don't.
I mean, we spend so much time. I mean, we're so heavily committed at the moment. We spend so much time playing music with the four of us together. Well, speaking for myself anyway, when I'm apart, I don't play anything with anyone. Pinky, you still some time back in the past?
No, I don't. Well, right. I don't.
No, it's not. That is the real us on the stage. Sometimes we loon about.
Oh, no doubt.
Pinky used to sit with Alexis Corner, the king of the blues.
But I mean, sometimes we loon about and play ragdoll and things. Don't you, Dave? Whenever I can get him to do it.
Whenever they can get me to do ragdoll.
Well, morning, Gavahar.
We don't know if I'm good to do that.
Yes, we do.
Oh, you've got
what is the definition of morning, Gavahar?
It's really just a thing of making David say things. And it's possible to make David say, morning gaffer.
It's possible to get David to go, oh, aha!
And it really turns on the rest of the band. And if they can make a clue to let me know that I'm really supposed to do that, they think that I'm not going to be able to resist it.
And we're right.
And we're right.
Nearly always right.
He can't help himself. His mouth open.
Morning, gaffer.
Where does Pink Floyd tie in with the space age?
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
Yeah, it does. It's just part of the
space
general
age. The joining point.
Tapestry. It's the space age. No, Pink Floyd joins in with today on a very simple level, simply because we play music that some people enjoy listening to, but it has nothing to do with the space age.
No.
No.
You take stuff.
It could have. There's no. I don't think it's such a thing as the space age.
No, we're not in the space age yet.
Good. The space age is really irrelevant. And the space age is. The space age, the way it's been carried on at the moment, is a waste of time. Because it's a sidetrack of the issues that are important. Right, Nick?
I think I'll go along with that.
What's important, Nick?
Hang
people,
on. Hang on,
survival, right? People and survival.
Is Pink Floyd surviving well?
Well,
is there any frustrations which underlie being in the Pink Floyd?
Oh yeah.
Of course,
lots. You name a band that haven't got a few frustrations, ain't you?
Right, Dave.
Oh, what?
I think we're doing not too badly, all things considered.
But then again, you're totally different.
Only because we're the only people who are doing what we're doing.
Right. That's why you're totally different.
Quite. But we're not really totally different. There's a million other people all over the world who could be doing it.
Right.
But they just haven't got it together. They're not actually doing it. But we're not really different. If we were really different, they wouldn't come to the concerts. The people who come to the concerts are the same people who could be doing it themselves. Given the right circumstances.
True. Very true.
Very true. Could I have a call across, please?
They're not all doing it themselves, eh?
Right.
If they were all doing it themselves, they wouldn't be prepared to pay good money to come and watch us do it, because they could do it themselves.
And then what would we do for a living? I'll tell you what, I'd be back at the college.
I'd be back in architecture, or some such.
Still making plans to form a rock and roll group and do something new.
Architecture could be a very real and wonderful thing if it wasn't for the fact that it had nothing to do with survival.
Excuse me, but now that you've done what you've done, is there anything new that you can do that you haven't done?
Oh, yes.
That you could talk about?
We've got a few tricks up our sleeve, yeah.
All we need is a bit of time and gumption to get them together and not get trapped by our past, which is like a great mud pie creeping up behind us, fraying our great mud tentacles to grab us and drag us back into the morass of the astronomy dominating our past generally.
What when that person tonight said astronomy dominate?
He didn't actually say that. I think he said astronomy dominate.
Astronomy dominate.
Whatever he said anyway.
Whatever he said. What feelings went through your head?
Abominable.
Nothing.
What kind of feelings did you think? Oh, no.
We thought, let's send the road managers down there and do his head. I thought, my God, maybe the rest of the people want to do it, actually.
No. What
did you think about doing it?
No. We didn't actually think about doing
astronomy
it.
Astronomy Domino has never gone the way of
has
the
it?
Good things. Yeah. We'll never ever do it.
Don't go out, you just think, no chance.
That's good to hear.
No way. Not tonight.
In about 3 months, I'd like to do Astronomy Domino once.
Yeah, so would I.
I would really love to start doing a saucepan soup.
Stop.
I would love to stop.
Because that is eternal.
That number.
Eternal.
For me, yeah.
Maybe you should do it again.
No, we're very used to people shouting out astronomy even dummy.
We do not.
We just don't do it.
Because astronomy down there is a number, it's also for the sequence, it's got a lot to do with how you feel.
Exactly. And usually if we finish the gig and
number,
and I really have what to
have. Especially the first half, with a very little structure to it.
therefore you can play it.
I like it as a part of the set, but I think it's a downer as an encore.
Ooh. Ooh, I don't.
I do.
It smacks slightly of the sports thing.
For me, not for the audience.
I feel it's a downer as an encore because it's like another rap.
You know what I mean?
It's another kind of big build up at the end. Who needs that?
It's so much work after you've just done the last.
I think it works all right because like Echoes is almost the full it's like the scene of Paul Sen. That's what brings me down about it, is the theory that like, oh, it's all right, they're going to do it anyway. I mean, like,
what Echoes? Happened, do you really think that?
It's no. not a
Echoes is an incredible end.
I like it as an end, but I don't think it does that.
I think it does totally much better than
How long has Echoes been out on record?
About a week.
Because Echoes is around.
How long has Echoes been being performed by Pink Floyd?
Not very long.
2 months. Where did it come from?
We made it up.
Obviously.
Well, that's where it came from.
Inside our heads.
Different.
One day someone said, let's do Echoes.
No, they didn't.
One day we all got together in the rehearsal room and all played various bits and pieces of this. No, that's not true. In January we went into the recording practically every day of the month and just put down any little idea that anyone had, we put it down, right? And then at the end of January we came out and we all took the tapes home and all the little bits and pieces.
Not quite. In January we actually made up the very basic thing of Echoes itself after we'd done several little bits and pieces. We made one up that was 10 minutes long of Echoes and we thought, oh, that's not bad, we could push that out to about 15.
But then the whole thing actually came together totally when we then went into some rehearsal rooms for a couple of days and strung a whole lot of bits and pieces together till we felt that it had a start and some kind of structure and a middle and that it hung together and became a real piece in terms of the music. And then we wrote some words to
write
bits of it.
And Pink Floyd doesn't write that many songs, a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
You have a very classical structure. Maybe that's not true, but in a sense of the word, you write pieces.
Yeah, well, we've got to split to the hotel, man, fast, otherwise we ain't going to have a hotel.
Why?
Well, just to check in.
I noticed another thing about Pink Floyd, they're becoming very funky. You are becoming very funky. In the middle of Adam Hart, Mother and Echoes, there's some really funky type.
Well, you know, they kept shouting for us to get it on, so we decided that we're just there for now. Okay. Just
get it on.
Get
into that as well.
Sure, man, I'm about to get it on.
Are you going to throw my shoes away?
No, man, I'm just putting them back.
Why do you talk like that?
You can put them in your head, or if you like, I'll take them down to the hotel.
I wish you could listen to the radio show. I think you'd enjoy it.
I think I'd enjoy this one.
That's my jumper.
Where's my leave it in your bag?
Yeah. Very a lot of jazz, a lot of electronics.
Are you really going to put this out?
Well, some of it, yeah.
I think you'll put it all out tonight.
You are.
So do I.
Great. I'd love to.
I can't do it. Will you be in town tomorrow?
No, man. We'll be in Toledo.
Not yet. Is there any message you have to 100,000 people?